Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Many people assume that the first step in self-directed learning is leaving. Leaving school, leaving the curriculum, leaving the system. But when I was organizing my child's university application documents, I noticed that the very first item in the folder was a self-directed learning application submitted to the County and City Education Bureau. On this path, not a single step was about escaping the system. Every step was simply a different way of making yourself visible to it. Self-directed learning operates within the legal framework of experimental education. The family is required to write a comprehensive educational plan and submit it to a review council. Only after the council approves it does the Education Bureau issue a formal authorization letter. At the end of each school year, we also submit a learning outcomes report of more than 30 pages. The assessments inside that report have no written exams. Instead, they rely on the immediate verification of real tasks completed day by day. My son did an apprenticeship at a bakery. The supplier would arrive to collect goods at 7 in the morning, and he had to be there on time to move the inventory and sign the receipt. That was harder to fake than any midterm exam. In his final year of high school, we pursued 3 tracks simultaneously: the special talent admissions pathway, the national college entrance exam, and a work first option. We actually submitted all of those applications because non-traditional pathways offer no guaranteed placement. Putting all your hope into a single route is essentially leaving your child's next step up to chance. In the end, the special talent pathway came through first. My son was admitted to a university, and it happened, once again, entirely within the system. So the defining verb on this path was never leave. It was always apply, report, translate, and then work hard to be understood.